All right, folks, it is Captain Josh and Robert Lukowitz sitting here recording you another place-by-place fishing report. Today is August the 29th, 2022, and we are how many days out from Snook and Redfish opening here, Robert? Count it on your fingers? I don't know. It's Thursday. That's when it opens. Thursday.
2 days.
So, it's soon.
Yeah. Hey, how about that?
So I thought, in commemoration of that, we could make this a special edition of the place-by-place fishing report, focusing on snook and redfish, if you were planning to go out and catch one of those and bring it home for dinner.
But if you're planning on going after red grouper, they're done.
Red grouper are over. Red grouper are finito for the year. No more of that. Today is your last day to harvest, and of course, if you're listening to this after today, which you probably are, well, then it's over. It's done. Gone.
Yep.
Your chance is shot.
Yeah.
But amberjack opens September 1st also.
Okay. What about triggerfish?
I don't know.
You're supposed to know all this stuff.
I can't keep it all in my head. You're not really asking me about triggerfish anyway. You're just asking to see if I would remember.
No.
So.
No, not really.
I know how you are.
Yes, I'm exactly that way.
We've seen it before, Robert. All right, so with that in mind, that we're going out and we're going to catch some snook and some redfish, and you know, you don't have to catch snook and redfish if you don't want to. You know, just some people are excited about it. But tell me about all the snook and redfish that we're going to catch up the Peace River in the Harbor Heights and Shell Creek area.
Probably not many.
Yeah, not many.
The snook are going to be more probable than redfish are. But it's been really, really, really slow up there.
Yeah, I wouldn't exactly call either one likely.
No, I wouldn't call anything up there likely except for gar.
Gar? Gar fun.
Gar fun.
Gar edible.
But I haven't even heard of the Mayan cichlids. I haven't heard of tilapia. I haven't heard of anything else other than gar. So, good place to go if you want to try to catch a gar.
Well,
and they are not alligator gar, contrary to what a lot of people seem to think.
Not alligator gar. You know, a lot of people can't say the word gar without putting the word alligator in front of it.
I know.
So. Yep.
They don't realize how many different species there are.
And they don't realize that there really aren't any alligator gar south of the panhandle.
Pretty much.
All right, moving on. The I-75 bridges.
Pretty much the same thing. It's been pretty quiet up there.
But still some gar?
Yeah.
Okay. Moving on. 41 bridges. Live Oak Park.
Let's see. They did actually catch a couple redfish there at the beginning of the week. Like, actually, I should say the end of the week. That would have been Friday or Thursday or Friday. I had a report for it. They are catching some snook at night. And some tarpon of assorted sizes, from little babies all the way up to 120 pounds, and pretty much all at night.
Okay.
Everything else is pretty slow there. Wouldn't make yourself too crazy. I just think if you're going to go there and fish, I'd be going in the evening or flat out at night.
Right. And go after your wife goes to sleep.
Yes.
That is the right time to fish that area. Lashley Pier.
Kind of the same thing. They've been getting a few snook there, but mostly shorts. A couple of bull sharks. One that the guy says was a black tip, but by his picture I couldn't really tell because it was horrible. So I'm guessing it was probably a bull, just because that's what they've been catching. That's about it.
Okay. How about the Bayshore Pier?
Nothing.
No reports. Well, wait a minute. Is that no reports or people went and caught nothing?
That's just no report.
Okay. I have to specify.
Yeah, I know.
The Port Charlotte saltwater, brackish water, kind of salty tasting canals.
Okay. That's how you look at it. Some little snook. Lots of juvenile tarpon.
Cooperating?
No. Depends on the day. They're typical canal tarpon. I was trying to explain that to a new guy yesterday who just moved on to Spring Lake. I see him catching tarpon all the time. I said, do you? Do you really? Well, I see it a lot. I'm like, okay.
Which breaks down to, I saw a guy catch a tarpon, and yeah. I want to.
Yeah. Then there has still been a few black drum cruising around in the canals and a handful of jacks, but nothing super spectacular. The main thing is, I think that people, if they're trying for them, and even not trying for them, they've been catching quite a few sandbrim. Mojara.
Mojara.
Mm-hmm. Jalapeno.
No. And you have to roll the R, too, because it's a double R. Can you roll your R's?
Mm-hmm.
Let's hear it.
Arroz con pollo.
No, in Mojara.
Mojara.
You almost did it.
Not quite.
You were close.
Close.
Raised in Arizona. Yeah. Your Spanish should be better.
Should be. It's one of my regrets in life. It is what it is. You're from Arcadia, and you speak it pretty well.
When I feel like it.
Mm-hmm. It's got a little redneck twang to it, but it's still good enough.
Mojara.
Nice.
All right. Eljabeen.
Eljabeen. That's actually a place where you probably stand a chance of catching a legal snook. But it has been, like, early morning bite. Like, 2 hours before sunrise kind of bite. And they've also been catching some juvenile and sub-adult tarp in there. And those have been mostly at night or right at first light. Other than that, it's been pretty quiet.
Hmm.
Lots of water coming down. Kind of kills the fishing a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah. Speaking of lots of water, the Myakka River area from the bridge down to Marker 8.
There's actually been an oddball incidental Spanish mackerel. There has been a couple of redfish being caught in Tippy Canoe and the Myakka cutoff. And a few undersized snook up in there in the cutoff.
Would you say there are a lot of redfish up here?
No. No. Just a few oddball ones. But those few oddball ones have been in the slot size or just over. I haven't heard of any small ones. They've all been like that 24 and up. And they're all catching them on dead bait, except for one guy caught his on a jig head with a shrimp. But everybody else has been catching them, and there has been cut bait.
So this sounds like a reasonable place, too, if you really wanted to harvest a redfish. To check out.
Sure.
Because a lot of what we're hearing about redfish down around the ICW when we get there, it's been mostly bigger fish because they're schooled up and a lot of those fish are going to be out of the slot.
Way oversized, yeah.
So this might be one of those rare opportunities for people who normally put their boats in down around the ICW to have to come all the way up the harbor instead of the other way around. People who live in Punta Gorda, Port Charlotte have to go all the way down.
Sure, if you're just looking for only a redfish.
Yeah.
But if I want snook and maybe a redfish, I'm going south.
Well, we'll get to that. Settle down, okay?
I am settled.
You're not.
You're right.
Your beard's on fire over there.
Probably.
South Gulf Cove canals.
I got nothing.
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 All right. The West Wall.
That's where you stand a better chance of probably finding your legal size redfish.
Okay.
And it's one here, one there, one here, one there. Same way with the snook. Most of your snook are going to be undersized, though, but they are getting them over there.
Okay, so we've got very scattered redfish.
And very scattered snook. But just look good, for moving water.
But a good shot at keeper redfish.
Absolutely.
Moving water and cut bait?
Yeah. Cut mullet, cut ladyfish, and now there's a shortage of frozen ladyfish, so we're SOL this weekend.
Uh-oh.
That's what I was doing when you first got here, putting in a frozen order. No ladyfish, no bonita, no silver sides. I forget what else. There's like four or five items that they... None.
But still some mullet.
Yep.
That's good. The snook, what do they want to eat?
They're eating cut bait, too. And then a couple of people are catching them on, like, the Meridine mirror lure, and then soft plastic paddle tails. The other thing that's been over there too, both in the trough and on top of the bar, has been, and it's been varying from day to day, but it's been pretty consistent, juvenile tarpon and ladyfish. And if they're in there kind of in a feeding frenzy, there has been some snook and redfish mixed in with them. I mean, those snook are literally 100 feet away from the bushes, but they're mixed in with that ladyfish and tarpon blowing up on all the little glass minnows. Okay. So I definitely want to keep a good weary eye out for that.
Now, how likely do you think that is to see it?
To see it?
Yeah.
Oh, I mean, pretty good.
Okay.
I'd say like a 75% chance you're going to run into it.
Okay.
It's been there pretty consistently.
Okie dokie. Cape Hayes.
Cape Hayes has been a few bonnet heads, black nose, sharp nose, black tips, and quite a few more Spanish mackerel. And then there's been a couple of trout being caught out there in that 4 to 6 feet of water.
Okay.
And that's pretty much it.
Well, you should say more things while I continue to type.
What's that?
You should say more things while I continue to type.
Yeah, I probably should, but I was in the middle of a yawn. So
that's how I get you.
I know, but they're catching them on shrimp. They're catching them on pinfish. What else? Some white bait, because they are finding some white bait just a couple miles south of there. So they're working pretty hard at it to catch the bait. It's not worth making myself crazier to go do that.
Turtle and bull bays?
Oh, yeah, that's pretty good. There's been some schools of redfish in there. There's a lot of fish underneath the bushes.
Now, most of these schooling redfish are overslot?
Pretty much all of them.
Okay.
They're all 30 inches or better. The only way you're going to stand a chance of finding a legal-sized one is fishing the bushes. Cast up under the bushes. Once again, cut bait, cut mullet, cut ladyfish, frozen shrimp. All those are working good, and they're catching a lot of snook as bycatch, too, while pitching up under the bushes. You know, there's also been some bigger bull sharks swimming around there in Bull and Turtle Bay. You know, like, not giants, but like 4 to 6 footers.
Okay.
Which is always cool to watch them, because I got to see some the other day when we went through there. It was pretty neat, like, watching those bull sharks in about 2 feet of water just kind of idling along.
You never hear about anybody hooking one in there, though.
The only ones that ever seem to fish for them are the guys that are camped out on the shacks over the weekend and stuff. They'll throw out a couple poles while waiting for them, but nobody actually goes in there to target them, including Mike.
Which doesn't make any sense.
You would think it would be perfect, because you just go in there and chum those flats like you're in the Keys, and they should come a-running.
They should, and being able to fight that fish in that shallow water and watch it while it's doing its thing.
Right.
I mean, especially if you've got a tower boat, you get up there in the tower, fight that fish from up there, that would be awesome. Just watch it go.
Absolutely. You'll have to have a chat with Mike about that this weekend.
I don't know. He's a knucklehead sometimes.
Yes.
Cape Hayes and Danger Reefs.
Well, Spanish mackerel. Spanish mackerel. And pretty much Spanish mackerel.
Okay.
There has been a couple of bluefish mixed in with them. Couple of jacks. What else have I heard over there? That's pretty much about it.
Okie dokie. How about Gasparilla Sound?
Gasparilla Sound. Spanish mackerel.
What is Gasparilla Sound like?
What do you mean? What does it sound like?
Yeah.
I don't know. Depends on the person quoting it.
It's just a dumb question.
I know it is.
It's just to make you stop in your tracks and think what an idiot I am. All right, Spanish mackerel.
You're a goofball.
Spanish mackerel.
Spanish mackerel.
And
ladyfish and trout in that 4 to 8 feet of water. And then as you move up onto the flats a little bit, basically from Cayo Palau all the way up to catfish, there's been a few schools of redfish mixed in out there. Been some snook around the bushes, and an occasional juvenile to sub-adult tarpon that happens to be cruising in that 2 to 3 feet of water. All of them are pretty much catching them on pinfish or dead bait, you know, cut bait. One guy did really good in there on the sardines. He caught several redfish, one snook. He jumped a little tarpon. What the heck else did he catch? He caught a jack on a piece of cut sardine on the bottom.
Didn't you explain to him that sardines are offshore bait?
Yeah. Yeah. He said he had them in his freezer and he wanted to use them.
Uh-huh. Yep.
He also caught several catfish, but he was stoked with all the other stuff that he did catch off.
Well, there ain't nothing wrong with a sardine.
Once he figured out how to not cast them off because he was getting too excited with his cast.
That's like fishing chunk ladyfish or mullet offshore. People don't do it because, oh, that's an inshore bait.
Yeah, exactly. And they don't realize how phenomenal it works offshore.
Yep.
So both guys are going, shh, don't tell those guys.
Don't tell nobody. It's a secret.
Yeah.
Moving on to, how do you say this? Placida?
Yeah. Placida.
Placida. Placida. There was a guy on one of the radio stations who was trying to do an ad. He clearly wasn't from here, and he called it Placida 3 times in a row.
Nice. That's funny.
What a goob.
Yeah, it happens. It's almost like Siri trying to pronounce stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So let's see. They got some sharks, some tarpon. Definitely a good place to go if you're a land-based fisherman to stand a good chance of catching a legal-sized snook, because they are catching quite a few snook there. Not much good on the redfish. A couple guys caught some pompano out there the other day. Same guys caught a couple trout there. And then they caught a couple bonnet heads. They were kind of surprised by the mixed bag, what they were catching.
Okay. Lemon Bay.
Lemon Bay. Okay. There has actually been a couple schools of redfish up in there. Guys are catching them on cut bait up underneath the docks and out on the flats. That's the only report I've gotten in Lemon Bay.
Okay.
So, nothing exceptional, but at least it's a report for once. For once in a very long time.
Now, how about the Anger Pier?
That would be another spot where you got a chance to catch an illegal-sized snook. Then we got a couple sharks there, a couple snook, an oddball oversized redfish. What else have I heard over there? That's pretty much about it, I think, over there. Yeah, I'm going to go with that. Just because it's been kind of sporadic out there, but at least it's a different report. You know, same old, same old. We just park here and fish.
Right.
Yeah.
For some reason, I couldn't spell sporadic. I don't know why. The Venice Jetties.
Every now and then, your brain just doesn't fire off its right way it should.
Yep, the synapses go backwards for some reason.
Get all dyslexic on you.
Yep, one of them fires from the backside instead of the front. Screws the whole chain up. The Venice Jetties. Got some snook. Maybe a snook or two.
That's a good realistic possibility of a snook. Mostly at night. Big bull reds coming in there through the evening and at night. Daytime's had some Spanish mackerel, couple of pompano, and a few small mangs, but they are getting bigger. Now they're starting to move in from offshore, which is good. And most of the guys that are catching those snook at night are throwing the bigger bucktails or the NLBNs and doing pretty well on them.
Bucktails are good.
Bucktails are good.
I like the bucktails.
They work well.
It's nice to see them coming back into fashion, too. Because for a long time, people just didn't want to have anything to do with it. And they were always awesome lures. All right, moving on out, Gulf of Mexico, bottom fishing and trolling. We will make note here that red grouper are closed for the year.
Yeah. Let's see, in 120 feet of water, mangs, lanes, yellowtail, and one red grouper from Donnie. Him and his friends and family were out there offshore fishing.
I forgot how deep you said.
120 feet of water. And then they jumped out to 145 feet of water and caught some African pompano, the Almaco Jack, and what the heck else did he catch? Oh, they got a 6-pound mang.
That's a nice one.
Mixed in with still more yellowtail, vermilions, and lanes. So they did really good. And several of the guys who I've heard that have run out there to that 110 to that 140 feet have been doing well.
All Okie dokie. Any word on bonita tuna?
There's been some bonita out there. I haven't heard anything on the tuna. The bonita have been anywhere from 15 to 25 miles out. And a few Spanish. Oh, yeah, and Donnie did get the guest on his boat caught a king mackerel. So it's about 30 inches long.
Okay. A prince mackerel.
Right. And caught it on pieces of squid going down.
Okay.
Yeah. Because I kind of don't understand it.
Well, why not?
Yeah, makes perfect sense.
Okay, moving back in. Punarasa.
Nothing. Big zero.
Redfish pass.
Snook, and a couple of bull reds. And then a guy did catch a couple mangrove snapper out of there. He let them go. He said they were 12 inches long, but he didn't catch any more than those two, so he decided to let them go.
Okay, Captiva pass.
One of those conscientious fishermen, which is good.
There are a few of us.
Snook, redfish, some ladyfish. What else? Occasional tarpon. And been some whiting on the north end and the south side of the pass. On the Gulf side.
Okay. Boca Grand Pass.
Let's see. Spanish mackerel. Some snook.
Lots of Spanish.
Fishable numbers, definitely. Some redfish. All those are all along the shoreline. And then there has been quite a few juvenile tarpon moved throughout the area. Some are at the phosphate dock. Some are in the pass. A few down there towards Captiva Rocks. An assortment of stuff. Most of that stuff is being caught on pinfish, or people are dragging a spoon or a lip plug for the Spanish.
Any reports of mangrove snappers in here?
A couple, but not the way they should be. Donnie was actually going to try to go out tomorrow. No, Wednesday. I don't know. He said he was going to go drift through the pass because that's...
There should be a pile.
It's one of his favorite things to catch out there. And he doesn't have to go as far as he normally does.
Kind of a bummer that you don't have the glass minnows.
Yeah.
Matt Lachey,
I got nothing.
No reports. That makes 2 months in a row.
Yeah. Well, and now that snook season's opening, I think we'll get a few more reports because that seems to be a hot spot for snook.
Definitely a hot spot for snook fishermen.
Well, that's true.
How about the south end of Pine Island Sound?
Let's see. We got... been some trout and some Spanish mackerel. Once again, that 4 to 8 feet of water. A handful of sharks in the same area. And then there's been a couple of redfish down there. But that being said, I know that they usually school up down there. And I haven't heard of the schools of fish down there. So I'm assuming they're here and just everyone's keeping quiet about it. Because this one, once it gets here, it only takes us sitting out front trying to catch one that people go, I'm going to try that too.
Okay. How about the north end of Pine Island Sound, Rat Cat Key area?
Same thing as south end. Lots of snook, assortment of redfish, some sharks, Spanish mackerel. The only difference is I've heard of a few tarpon up in that area, too, that I wasn't hearing down south. So, it's not too bad over there. It's not exceptional, but it's pretty good.
Okay. I can dig that.
Yeah.
Jug Creek Shoal and Boquilla.
Some Spanish mackerel. That's about it there, but on Boquilla, fishing off that public pier, a couple guys have been catching snook, a couple of sharks, guy got another sawfish off there the other day, and what else have I heard over there? That's about it. The sawfish he got was about 6 foot, But the snook have been eating dead bait both under the dock and out away from the dock at night.
Okay.
The one guy got a 40-incher.
Wow.
His buddy got a 36-incher. And the other buddy, his first snook was 30 inches. That was the only one he caught all night. But he caught them all just for really top secret, because people are so weird about stuff. It was caught on frozen dead thread fins.
Oh, no. Don't tell anybody.
Yeah. It's such a secret. It's a big time secret.
Yep. Those and sardines.
Yes.
Burnt store and two pine.
Yeah. Never use a sardine for any of that stuff. Mm-hmm. It never, ever works.
Nope.
Terribly.
Whatever you do, don't brine it.
Yeah. That too. What was it?
Burnt store and two pine.
Schools of redfish cruising that bar as usual. Lots of people fishing them. If you want to have a chance of getting into those schools of redfish, go out after dark. After dark is totally the exact moment where you want to be out there. And then there has been a few small snook, but nothing big. And all those are being cut mostly on bait. Cut bait, cut mullet, cut ladyfish, cut pinfish, live pinfish, and gold spoons.
All right, the East Side Keys and Pirate Harbor.
It's been really quiet over there. There's been a few redfish and a few snook, but mostly small. The only thing I've heard of consistently over there has been a few trout on the outside of the bar and juvenile tarpon on the inside of the bar. But it has been relatively quiet this year.
What's up with that?
I don't know. Usually the east side is the better side to fish this time of year, but I'm not getting squat. Just people don't like me anymore to give me reports, I guess, over there.
You think that's it?
Yeah, no. But it sounded good in theory.
Okay. How about Alligator's Creek, Poacher's Cut, and the skating rink?
There's been a few snook in there up along the bushes, along with a few redfish up underneath the bushes, and Flipper has been having a field day with them and the mullet that are coming through the area.
Hmm.
Not too bad.
So this would be a good place to go sightseeing if you've got relatives who've never seen Flipper in the wild?
Yeah. That'd be a really good spot.
I can dig it.
I don't like Flipper.
You don't like Flipper?
Not while I'm in the act of fishing, no.
Well, okay, I guess I can understand that, but, you know.
I can appreciate them.
They're very trainable. Like, we trained them to do it.
Yeah.
I don't like that. I don't like that we trained them to do it.
Yeah, so. Totally habituated.
Ponce de Leon Park.
A couple of snook. A couple guys poaching snook. Couple of mangrove snapper and a few black drum.
So, would you say that it's fair to say that the fishing at Ponce de Leon Park has slowed down since they put the bird cut in?
Yeah, that might be part of it, but I think it's changed a lot ever since they dredged it a couple years ago. It really never came back the same.
And those two things weren't that far apart in time span either, so it's hard to say how much effect one had versus the other.
Yeah.
They could both be having an effect. It could be mostly the dredging.
Yeah.
It's hard to say.
It is.
But what's not hard to say is that it's definitely not as good over there as it used to be.
Exactly. No question about that.
Bummer.
Yeah. Well, and I think between that and the pressure of so many people were poaching there for such a long time, I think that started to have some effect on it, too.
Well, yeah.
I mean, that happens in a lot of places, but there's some places that are just hot spots. And with that being such a small area, I think that was definitely hurting it.
I think it was, but I don't think it was hurting it as bad as it might in other small areas, because while it is a small area, it leads into a huge one.
Right.
You know, that's your main entry into the PGI canals.
Right.
So if fish are going through, or used to be, if fish were going through, that's kind of where they kind of had to go.
Right.
Now they can go through the bird cut. So that's changed things a lot, and there really is no land-based fishing there.
No.
At I can't remember the name of it. Buckley's Pass. That's the correct name for it. Buckley's Pass. Not the bird cut.
I don't know how that's a pass.
I don't know either. It's not. They're trying to make it sound like a more natural thing than it is.
Uh-huh.
Just Buckley's Ditch. Let's call it that.
Yeah. Cut through some mangroves and it's all of a sudden a pass. Okay. Makes no sense.
Yeah. All right. Less bitching, more fishing. PGI canals.
Black Drum. They're doing fairly decent in there. Just people got to remember to take the time to resuscitate them because I'm hearing different stories from people seeing floaters going through there regularly. You know, more than they should because they're not taking the time to resuscitate them. You know, they're just a big fat fish. Doesn't take much to knock the oxygen out of them. Let's see, there has been some juvenile tarpon in there and there are some snook and jacks. Most of the guys that are catching snook, some of them are fishing the lights, but the majority of them are catching them while they're trolling on their way out of the canal system.
Okay.
So
we're going to troll.
Yeah.
All right. How about the Gilchrist Pier?
Actually, a couple bull sharks have been caught off of there.
Hey.
Comes in here about every other day, and he's been averaging about 2 bull sharks at least a week.
The last time we had a couple bull sharks reported was on July the 2nd, so I wonder if it's the same 2 bull sharks.
Probably. It very well could be.
It took them this long for their hook injuries to heal. They got hungry again. They've been caught. So come back in 2 months. You might be able to catch another one.
Right.
Alligator Creek Reef.
Okay. So Spanish mackerel, a couple of tarpon have been there in the afternoon, sometimes in the morning, but not anything consistent. It's worth looking for them if you're cutting across looking for tarpon, but I wouldn't devote any time to it. And then a few sharks. Other than that, it's been really pretty quiet at the reef overall. Not even heard of any cobia or anything else.
No cobia, no mangrove snapper.
Nope.
All right. How about the 20-foot holes?
Nothing.
Excited.
There's been a few Spanish mackerel, and most people are used to the tarpon being out in the 20-foot holes, but they haven't really been in the 20-foot holes this year. They're kind of around the 20-foot holes.
Okay. You know,
it's been very odd. There's been some sharks in the 20-foot holes of assorted varieties, but the tarpon just haven't stacked up in there, and I think part of it is because there's just not really any thread fins out there. I mean, I'm not hearing a thread fins. There's not a ton of glass minnows around. It's been a little off kilter for that.
And without the bait, there's no real reason for those fish to stack in those spots.
Yeah. I think in years past, all those fish, you know, all those threadies hung out around there because they can go down in that higher salinity, slightly cooler water, but then come to the surface to feed on all the plankton and other organisms, and then go back down to the deeper water, and that kept all the fish there. And since they're not there, why should they stay there?
Okay.
That's my theory, anyway.
It makes total sense.
Yeah, sounds like BS to me.
Well, there's a little bit of that, too, but that's how theories work.
Right.
We are now to the point where we talk about bait fish, so we don't have the threadies in the 20-foot holes. Do we have them around anywhere?
Mostly down south around Boquilla, out towards the pass. Are they super heavy numbers? No, but they are definitely there. And there is a little bit of them offshore as you go through the pass, but once again, still not heavy, heavy numbers by any stretch. Not like they should be at all.
Okay.
And then whitebait, everything. Whitebait has moved out of the harbor, you know, 4 or 5 weeks ago for that matter, but now it's really gone. It's all down Jug Creek Shoals, Devilfish, and then Pine Island Sound. You know, even out on the beach, it's been very wonky. Some guys are catching them from the surf, but not quite great, I guess.
Okay.
Things are staying more concentrated in that ICW.
Gotcha. How about pinfish?
Pinfish doing pretty good from basically anywhere along the intercoastal to 5 miles offshore. you're going to cast net them, definitely going to stay along the intercoastal, but I got guys that are dropping their pinfish traps out there in 20 to 30 feet of water just off the beaches and catching good pinfish, squirrel fish, some grunts, and pigfish.
Okay. That sounds good to me. How about the freshwater canals, creeks, ponds, and lakes, such as you may find in this area?
To be honest with you, it's been extremely slow. Guys are still buying shiners and some worms, but the bass have really started to slow down, even around with the culvert pipes where you got good moving water in the spill dams. You know, I've heard of a couple 1-pound fish here, 2-pound fish there. Overall, though, it's been really quiet this past week. And I think it's because most of those storms have been happening in the afternoon when most people are getting off of work and kids are getting out of school.
Right.
So, because our shiner sales have gone down this past week, and I think that's part of the reason.
Okay. Okay.
It's the only thing that kind of makes sense to me. I think it's the combination of being hot and the thunderstorms being so late.
No, that's probably very accurate. Probably very, very accurate indeed. All right, we are to the point where we need to do the tarpon report.
Okay.
So let's see if I can get this tarpon map to open up. I should have had it open already, but I didn't. And I have a very good reason for that.
Because it's in such a weird file that you have to dig around and hunt. And
no, I forgot to open it up.
Oh, that's why.
It's a very, very good reason.
That's a very
obvious the best reason that I have. Okay. We will start with the...
Cost them absolutely zero money and 0 cents, like you said, for this report.
So. All right. The $0 and no cents. That's,
yeah.
That's all right. True. The red dots giving us the best bet of a tarpon hookup. And where should I put a red dot, Robert?
Let's see. 41 bridge.
The 41 bridge. Pa-pow.
Actually, let's reframe that. Let's go back to that one. It'll be like a 50-50 one. Sorry.
Little twit.
All right. So I would say mouth of the Myakka.
The mouth of the Myakka. How far up the mouth should I put it? At Elgebeen or down around here around the 14-foot hole? Or
kind of like that midpoint between the... A little lower than the entrance to Hog Island.
A little lower than the entrance to Hog Island.
On the west side, I guess.
Pow. All right.
And then hopscotched anywhere just to the west of the 20-foot holes.
To the west of the 20-foot holes.
Going all the way down to Cape Hayes.
Pa-pow. Pa-pow.
And then
pa-pow. I'm going to say pa-pow every time. It won't get annoying, will it?
What are you, Wicked Tuna?
Who says Wicked? I've never seen that show.
Oh, that's true.
Do they say pa-pow on Wicked Tuna?
One of the guys does all the time. I think that's what he says. It sounds like it, but it's hard to tell. Every time he gets a tuna into the boat, he gets all excited and does that.
Gotcha. Then I'll stop.
Yeah, that'd be good. Because I think you're mimicking him.
I was going to stop anyway. All right, so I hopscotched. Where else can I put a red dot?
And you might look similar to him.
I have no dreadlocks at all. Okay. I could get a wig.
Good. That'll be your Halloween costume next year.
Okay. Can I put a red dot anywhere else?
Nope.
That's it for my red dots?
That's pretty much it.
All right, moving on to the yellow dots, the 50-50 shot. Now, if I recall correctly, I was going to put one at the 41 bridges.
Correct.
Okay. There's one at the 41 bridges. Where else can I put a yellow dot?
To the east of the 20-foot holes.
To the east of the 20-foot holes. All right. We'll just make them so they don't quite line up either.
Right.
So that'll mess with people. Okay.
Also right down to... Almost to Two Pines, right below Burnt Store.
Almost to Two Pine, right below Burnt Store. I'll just put it right there. There we go.
And
okay.
Also over by Sandfly.
Over by Sandfly. All right.
And then down basically towards Captiva Pass.
Where would you like it by Sandfly? Would you like it towards the Intercoastal? Or?
Yeah.
Okay. And then around Captiva Pass,
yeah.
You say?
Anywhere from Captiva Pass up to Yuseppa.
Captiva Pass to Yuseppa. How about I put one there, and I'll just put one there. That way we're multiply dotted. All right. What else?
That's about it.
That's it for my yellow dots?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. The white dots representing the less than 50% chance of hookup, which technically less than 50% goes all the way down to zero, so the remainder of the map should be white.
Pretty much.
But I think what it's supposed to mean is a possible... A realistic shot at going out and catching a tarpon.
Right around the Placida Trestle going out through Gasparilla Pass.
The Placida Trestle. I'll put one on the inside and one on the outside. Mm-hmm. Okay.
And then out along the beaches from Gasparilla down to Boca.
On the beaches from Gasparilla Pass down to Boca Grande Pass?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we'll just blop, blop. There's only really room for a couple of dots there, so I put two.
Perfect.
Anywhere else I can put a dot here?
Nope.
Can I put a dot in the pass?
Sure.
Blop, I did.
Okay.
Can I put a dot up at Elgerbean?
Yeah, I haven't heard of much there, except for the few juveniles that have been there.
Can I put a dot in the PGI canals?
Nope.
Can I put a dot in the Port Charlotte canals?
Stop asking. You're done. You're getting into juvenile territory.
I wanted more dots, Robert.
That's pretty good. It almost looks like a kid with acne over there. It's good.
Okay. Now I will type up that as a text version so that people can read the Tarpon report as well, which means that your portion of what you needed to do for this is pretty much wrapped up.
Ladyfish and bait busters.
Okay. Ladyfish and bait busters.
And we got some bait busters in, but we did not get all the ones that we needed in, especially the purple and the root beer.
Okay.
Number one sellers, we didn't get squad in, which I've got to talk to her about. So
it's a good thing they're eating chartreuse.
Yeah. Well, one guy did catch one on a pink one the other day, and he stuck with it and stuck two more.
Mm.
Not a bad
thing. There you go. I think that, you know, a lot of the reason why they catch so many on the purple and root beer is because they insist on fishing the purple and root beer.
Yeah.
So
I'll kind of go along with that.
Do you have anything else to add to this?
I do not.
Would you like to wish anybody luck in going out and harvesting a redfish and a snook? I know that you have mixed feelings opening.
Very, very mixed feelings. All I can say is that it is a holiday weekend, so just be extremely careful out there and come back alive. Come back alive. Don't kill anybody while you're out there.
That's a pretty good idea.
Pretty sound advice.
All right. Well, then we'll wrap this thing up till next time. Okay. Say goodnight, Robert.
Goodnight, Robert.